Disc golf is flying high. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, a Wichita business restores films to their former glory.
That could be our human history of the United States of America for the last 150 years.
But first, Scott Dyer discovered disc golf when he was looking for something fun to do during the pandemic. He unpacked some discs he had received as a gift, and he and his family checked out a disc golf course near Mays South High School. Then they started watching videos on YouTube and exploring courses around Wichita.
We were all in at that point, and we just started playing a ton.
Like many disc golfers, the Dyers appreciated the sport's low barrier to entry. It's low impact, accessible, easy to learn, and pretty much free to play.
The real benefit for me as a parent is I now have a lifetime sport to play with my boys, so it's become a passion for that reason.
Disc golf is a relatively young sport, but it has a rich history in Kansas. Here in Wichita, disc golfers say the sport is thriving. There are more than 20 disc golf courses in Sedgwick County.
No one knows how much of a mecca for disc golf Wichita is.
Mike Junod manages Ducks Flying Discs, a disc golf store in Wichita. He spent a recent afternoon at the Oak Park course in Riverside, clearing branches and repositioning baskets for an upcoming tournament. Junod says disc golf is the best kind of workout. He describes it as hiking with a purpose.
People that like to exercise but don't feel like walking because they're just walking, throw something and walk up to it, and then throw something again and walk up to it. And the next thing you know, you're playing disc golf and you're walking 2 miles around. And sometimes, you're carrying 25 pounds on your back too. So there you go.
Like traditional golf, disc golf features equipment designed for various distances or conditions. The average starter set includes a driver, putter, and mid-range disc. But many beginners start with just the mid-range. And then there's Scott.
I see you have quite a variety, too, of colors and designs and stuff. Is that where it just gets fun?
So here's the secret. The more you have, the better people think you are. So you look at this bag, people think I'm an extraordinary disc golfer, but I'm a very, very average, if not below average, disc golfer. But I look good.
Oh, it's
my
all
bag
about,
looks good. So
it's all about the look.
But yeah. The object of the game is pretty simple. Players throw a disc from the tee area toward the target, which is a chain basket. The fewer tries it takes you, the lower your score. Lowest score wins. Scott loves the sound of a disc hitting its target.
But also when you throw a disc and it flies like it's supposed to. And it's just beautiful to watch it fly through the air. And it's just a visual that just, yeah, it's like hitting a pure traditional golf shot. You just remember that and you want to go do it again and again.
Scott's son Zach earned a disc golf scholarship to Emporia State University, where he plays on the school's nationally ranked team. The team's coach, former world champion Eric McCabe, designs and installs disc golf courses worldwide.
For right now, I'm really focusing on getting courses in the ground, especially in communities that don't have disc golf but have the park space, to put in a shorter 9-hole course that's going to introduce the future athletes to our sport.
McCabe says it doesn't take much to get started. A free app and website called UDisc can point you to dozens of disc golf courses in your area.
Give it a try and, you'll be hooked. I promise you, you'll get hooked really fast.
For more on disc golf in Wichita, go to kmuw.org. Vast amounts of movie industry history has been stored in analog formats like film and videotape. But if films are not kept in the right conditions, they can be damaged or even ruined. For this month's Culture Pop, Hugo Fan talks with a Wichita company that not only keeps much of Hollywood's history in storage, but helps restore it, too.
Inside the former Farm Credit Bank building in downtown Wichita lies a laboratory where films are being restored to their former glory. Here, a frame of film is not just worth 1,000 words, but approximately 17 megabytes of server space.
I mean, film lasts a long time, but it doesn't last forever. And tape lasts even less amount of time than film does. So if you don't digitize it, you're going to lose that film or video, which, if you look at museums, that could be our human history of the United States of America for the last 150 years.
That's Sean Rhodes, Director of Digital Services of the U.S. Division of Restore Studios. This division was purchased in 2024 by Underground Vaults and Storage, which is based in the salt mines of Hutchinson. Dan Reisig is the Vice President of Technology for UV&S.
So we have the same six families that have owned us since 1959, and we are a secure storage is what we're mostly known for, but we are a security company in the oddest way that we take care of not only paper and books and things like that. We also do many warehouses full of videotape and film.
Much of American life in the 20th century was recorded on film and videotape. Many filmmakers today not only still use it to capture a specific look for an image, but film masters continue to be utilized for archival purposes. UV&S and Restore Studios offer clients a way to maintain and update their assets.
The good news about being in the salt mine, it offers inexpensive, long-term, very steady temperature and humidity. That's really what it is. The space is relatively inexpensive. We're not building buildings. We're just basically occupying space that's been mined out. Once it's inventoried, you can say, I want to do these 12 pieces or these 15 pieces. Can you send them over to Restore Studios in Wichita? It will be securely transported on a UV&S vehicle over here under our security and dropped off here at Restore Studios. We'll digitize it. We'll upload your videos to the web if that's what you want, to a secure cloud. We'll put them on hard drive or USB, however you would like it. And then once we're finished, we let them know to come pick it up.
One of the perks of the job for Reisig and Rhodes is that they are constantly finding cool artifacts in the salt mine, including the legendary Talking Heads concert film, Stop Making Sense.
Eventually we did find it. The negative, amazingly, was in a warehouse in Kansas that MGM has, which had nothing to do with the film.
It was down in the salt mine.
It was a part of that material that got separated from ownership. That's been sitting on pallets for about a decade. And found it, repatriated it to them, and they were extremely grateful to get it back.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
Before we go, a few words on looking up. I grew up near the South Carolina coast, and memories of those days are still vivid. I can still smell the coconut of Panama Jack's sunscreen. I can taste the squishy saltiness of boiled peanuts. And I can still feel the pull of a nylon kite dancing in the sky. Flying kites was a regular pastime on beach vacations. My brothers and I would buy a couple cheap kites and stuff them in the beach bag with our towels. Once we were oceanside, we'd launch them into the air, unspool the reels, and see how high they could go. It's been decades since I flew a kite, but I tried again recently with grandchildren. As I ran and pulled, our giant butterfly lifted heavenward. And I felt the thrill once again of holding a piece of wind and sky. It's old school, screen-free magic, and highly recommended. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW. NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself, but do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.